Welcome back to the Electronic Cast. I am your host, Jake Davidson, with my co-hosts,
Cody Fasson
and Alex.
Today we're talking about the new Fortnite 9.0 patch notes. They vaulted a lot of stuff, so we're going to talk about this. What else should we talk about?
About how everything got changed on the map.
Yeah, the new Season 9 map. The
neon towers.
Yeah.
Tilted. Futuristic tilted towers. Yeah, that's neon towers, buddy. Yeah.
So... yeah, basically, that's what we're talking about. That's our introduction, and we'll see you very shortly.
Alright.
Hi, I'm your host back. As I said, let's just start out the podcast episode with the patch notes. So,
all right,
you want to take it away, Cody?
Well, so Fortnite has came out with a new season. As you know, it's futuristic theme too. So they changed Tilted. They changed the volcano. They changed retail also, and they have Fort Bytes. They are a series of like computer chips that you can collect available to battle pass owners that will, like, if you get all 100 of them, it'll unlock a picture, right? And you get rewards for collecting them. Okay, let's see. Now, a new weapon has been added to the game. It's the combat shotgun, which I think will be pretty fun. And, yeah. So, it holds 10 shells, fires 9 pellets per shot for 73, 77, 81 base damage, right?
This seems a bit OP.
Yeah, it does seem a bit OP. Plus, the spread of it, it's a tight spread, so it's pretty small, I guess. Has a fast fire rate, probably like the TAC, tactical shotgun. The headshot multiplier is 1.70. Reloads 2 shells at a time. Like, why? Why, Epic? You're making the game worse. It's available in rare, epic, and legendary variants, so it's going to be pretty easy to find one. Available from floor, chest, supply drops, and vending machines. Super easy to find one, I guess. Adjusted tactical shotgun damage. The base damage increased from 66 to 70 to 74 to 71, 75, 79. And they also reduced the drum gun availability from 16.732% to 7.155%, right? They reduced the boombo availability from 1.292 to 0.755%. And we're getting to the unvaulted and vaulted things, right? So they unvaulted grenades, they vaulted clingers, which I'm kind of happy so I don't get stuck with one, right? And they also vaulted buried treasure, which I'm mad about because that's my favorite. they vaulted the pump shotgun.
Why would they? That, what gun has been in there the longest? Like,
pump shotgun.
What, have they vaulted the pistol?
No.
They haven't?
Oh, the scoped revolver they have, which I think is a stupid idea because it's easy to use. Not that easy, because, like, whatever. It's everyone's opinion. They vaulted the poison dart trap, which I'm happy because you lose 80 health. They vaulted the suppressed assault rifle. Mad about that. They vaulted the thermal assault rifle. I'm happy about that because it was nothing to you. It wasn't that. Wasn't that useful. Vaulted balloons too. Stupid.
Balloons were the kind of, in my way, my favorite way to get around the map. Mm-hmm. Because you could see everywhere you go. Like, if I was in paradise and I was going up and I wanted to see into Lonely, Sorry for my voice. I got allergies. And I wanted to see the lonely. All I had to do was use like 4 or 5 stuff to get up and see if.
Well, they made it to where it's only like. They made it to where it's only 3. So.
To get up?
Yeah, to like just start flying. Wow. Now, let's get to the bug fixes and improvements, my guy. Okay. Turbo building, after gliding, now works correctly, surprisingly. I didn't know they would be able to fix that. The stink bomb damage, audio, and effects were not playing if you damaged yourself. Fixed the shadow bomb, occasionally not making the player visible on the Xbox One the first time it's used, which I think was really annoying, honestly.
And...
3 bullet cards.
What else? About the pirate cannon.
What?
The bugs and fishes.
Oh, yeah.
Pirate cannon? You did?
Wait, I think. No, I didn't.
You did?
Pirate cannon camera issues due to network latency has been resolved. It's pretty nice. The reboot card deposit sound effects no longer. Play and replay mode while the van is on cooldown. The reboot van card sound effects will no longer be heard when a squad mate disconnects. I'm happy about that because it was so annoying. Okay. Bug fixes and improvements. Okay.
As you just did.
I didn't. Wait, yeah, I did. Wait, no, I didn't. Wait a minute. What?
Did you go on to gameplay?
Oh, there's two of them. Okay.
Yeah.
So gameplay. Slipstreams. These tunnels of wind passively carry players down the stream. Players can move faster and change direction when actively trying to move down the stream. I haven't even played the game yet today. Which I will when I get home. Use directional input to gain extra velocity. Experiment with bobbing up and down for higher speeds. Okay. Players are launched when exiting the tube based on their movement speed and exit angle. Projectiles and vehicles can also enter the slipstream. So does that mean the grenades can go in there and explode you while you're floating in it? Oh, no.
That'd be funny.
Air vents. The powerful gust of air... From these environmental items can launch players short distances and grant immunity to fall damage. Grant immunity to fall damage. Alright, well, I guess we're going back to Fort Bytes. Fort Bytes are a series of 100 collectible computer chips available to Battlebots owners. As you collect Fort Bytes, you'll decrypt a mysterious message, collect them all to unlock rewards, and uncover the secrets of Season 9. Yeah, on the first day of Season 9, there are 18 Fort Bytes available to find. At least one new Fort Byte will unlock each day. Check the Challenges tab for detailed information on which Fort Bytes are currently available and when the others unlock. Fort Bytes cannot be collected after Season 9 ends. That feels bad, man. Disconnected players will stay in the world for 60 seconds. They still take damage and count for elimination points. Okay. Let's see. Here's another bug fixes and improvements. Resolved an issue with the UI showing health gains incorrectly if the player canceled the consumable close to completion time. PS4 controller light not always matching your pin color when in squads. Players not able to use hold to swap if they previously picked up an item up normally. Thank you, Mr. Bell. Adjusted turbo building to be more forgiving under poor network conditions and fixed cases of jittery movement under certain conditions. Hey, limited time mode rotation. Okay, so it's going to be going trios, solid, gold, and one shot. All right. Trios, classic battle royale, yeah. Events. All right, here we go. Players who have already been qualified to be in the World Cup. Uh-huh. Will be marked with a World Cup badge on the event leaderboards. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool to have them.
Oh, my nose. Audio. How about that? Audio. Better tactical audio when inside player. Boat structures, enemy pickaxe impact within one building tile radius. As new, louder sound. Oh, God. Super loud voice. Wall big bright by enemy close behind player, much clearer, louder. Okay. Want anything else to say?
No, I ain't got nothing. What about you, Alex?
No.
Nothing? All right, then I guess that's the end of that segment. Thank you, Cody. That was... Now I know a bunch about Fortnite's new patch. Season.
Yeah.
Patch notes. Next up, on the next segment, we will be talking about Halo Infinite.
Ooh.
And rumors and spoilers and things that we know so far. All right. Bye-bye. Hello, I am your host, Jake Davidson. And on this segment, we're going to be talking about Halo Infinite and, like, rumors and spoilers that have leaked so far. I just would like to start it off with the elephant in the room, that Halo Infinite will launch as a single-player mode only.
Really?
Yeah. The multiplayer will be released separately.
So you're going to have to buy the multiplayer with it.
I don't think it's kind of like, I think it's more of like, I'm trying to think of another game that did this.
Halo? No.
Like, here, I'll do kind of Minecraft, I guess. Minecraft, Xbox One edition, that was like its own thing and like had its own type of stuff and things that went with it. But then,
Minecraft Xbox Live.
Yeah, like the Better Together update came along, and it combined all of that stuff, and it was kind of like you could play multiplayer more. I think that's what it'll be. More like together. At the end of Halo 5, we got set on a complete cliffhanger. And I am ready for this game to answer those questions I had. And I'm sure everyone else had. the Cortana's plan might be to use Alpha Halo to destroy organic life. I'm sorry.
Well, that's because she's just, she's kind of crazy.
Yeah, she's a little cuckoo.
She went up.
Which, now that I'm thinking about it, there's been talks about how Master Chief might not be a human. I mean, we saw him as a boy, but,
he's like, a super soldier.
Yeah. And at the end of Halo 4, if you completed all the missions on Legendary, at the end, you can see it takes off his helmet and you can see his eyes.
They're
so
blue.
So what I'm thinking is, I don't know, to be honest. I really don't know. This could be whenever we figure out that he's not like an organic life. He's been created, which would make sense. But this might be the end of him. I'm more than Halo 6, I'm just saying. The game will focus on Master Chief. It won't focus on, like...
Locke.
Yeah, it won't focus on Spartan Locke. It won't focus
Spartan
on...
Spartan Locke, man. He tried to freaking freeze Master Chief Nobby. Freaking, he gets frozen instead. You're like...
Yeah, we'll be focused on Cortana or any, like...
Halsey.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Halsey. She's supposed to be cool and stuff, but I don't like her. She's kind of crazy. She seems a bit weird. And she doesn't have an arm. Okay. Hey, yeah. A retired Master Chief voice actor may return for Halo Infinite, which would be
amazing.
Lit.
Because we kind of need him because he's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, this is what I was reading earlier, and it made me feel very sad inside. Halo Infinite won't have a Battle Royale mode, which what I'm thinking is that could be a really good source of money that they could do. I just I wish they would have had a Battle Royale mode. But I see where they're going with it, because they don't want it to end up like Fortnite with all these changes and stuff.
And like Black Ops.
Yeah.
Black Ops 4.
Yeah, and with all these, with like Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3 ODST, and Halo 4, Halo 5, and now Halo Infinite, they're going with a story. They're trying to tell a story with all these games. Uh-huh. And I think Battle Royale would be kind of
annoying.
Yeah, it'd be in the way.
And Marty O'Donnell may return as a composer for the music in Halo Infinite.
Which, that would be way better. I just, Halo's music is one of the reasons I play it. It's so soothing. Like the, oh.
Okay, but the.
Yeah, sorry. It's so soothing. I actually listened to it one night as I was going to bed. All right.
Halo Infinite is an open world game. You know?
Yes, that is also something I am excited about. The open world. I just like cruising around. Do you think it would be like you'd be on a Halo or you'd be on a planet?
Well, there are a lot of Halos, but I'm thinking you'll be on a planet rather than a Halo.
What if you're on the Alpha Halo, like you're the main, and then in the end of the game, like, it'll be kind of like Red Dead Redemption, where you do these little quests, but it's like an open world.
Yeah.
And at the end, like, whenever you do all of them, what you if... die. Well, like, yeah, but, like, you catch Cortana or something. Like, it's based on Master Chief's journey to find Cortana. Because that's what Halo 5 was about. And he found her, and then she was crazy. Yeah. Master Chief could have a new AI companion because since Cortana done yeeted out of there, he needs a new help. So, yeah, he needs some milk. Milk as in help. Because milk is awesome.
Also, he might be returning to his old armor because his visor on his. What kind of armor was it? Was it Mark IV armor? Pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
He's frick.
Yeah. Well, Cody's looking that up. I'm gonna talk about how Halo Infinite might not support Xbox Play Anywhere, which that would be a bummer. One of Halo Infinite's biggest draws is that it will be available on PC. Which making the first time an installment has made it to Windows since Halo 2 port. And I think they're starting to add more because, I mean, with the Halo 2, and they, like a couple months ago, right, they added Master Chief Collection to PC. Yeah. Yeah, that's great news for PC gamers who have been waiting to get their hands on a new Halo title. So if you don't have like if you have a PC and you don't have an Xbox or something, then you can buy it for the PC, which I think is good. Good. And plus, if you have an extra controller from like someone, you can hook that up too, and it's like you're playing. Yeah. So.
And yeah, he is switching back to his Mark III armor.
Yeah, Mark III.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Majolner. Okay. Majolner. All right.
What do you think this, like, will this be like, I know how it's an open world, but will it be a kind of where you make things?
I don't think it would be, because we don't want it to be like Destiny, would we?
No. Ugh. What if it's like something
Skyrim-ish?
Yeah.
That would be pretty nice.
Yeah. Got anything else to add? Alex, you've been quiet for the entire time.
The one thing that I don't like is you have to buy the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Multiplayer, yeah.
But we don't know that yet.
We don't know if
it could be.
That'd be a good place to get some revenue, but
I mean, all their other games are multiplayer. player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would upset some people who don't have a lot of money and who saved up for this.
Well, I mean, one, like, campaign might come out, and then they might just be working on it and add it into the campaign thing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What other modes do you think? Do you think they're just going to go with the...
The regular?
Yeah, like yeah. Slayer.
Juggernaut.
Team Arena and stuff.
Yeah, I think they will.
I'm excited to see the new maps.
I'm excited to see the new guns.
Yeah.
Add any.
Yeah.
I'm excited to know what kind of AI Master Chief is getting.
Yeah.
Hopefully a smarter one and not one that's out of date.
Yeah, not one that's going to go cuckoo, you know?
Yeah, bankrupt.
Bankrupt. Yeah, Cortana definitely went bankrupt.
Yeah, that's why she went crazy.
Yeah. All right. Got anything else to add, Alex?
Nope.
No.
What about Cody? Nope. No. All right, then I guess that's the end of the segment. I will see you next time on the Electronic Cast.